This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has posted on Facebook that they are conducting a search and rescue mission at the Ranger Hole in Brennan. Joshua A. Guerrier, 28, of Olympia, has gone missing and is presumed to have entered the Duckabush River. His personal belongings, clothing, cellular phone, and dog were located near the Ranger Hole Trail. Several agencies are assisting, including Jefferson Search and Rescue, Clallam Fire District No. 3, and Pierce County. The Ranger Hole Trailhead is closed. Jefferson Search and Rescue, Naval Air Station Whidbey Island Search and Rescue, and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office searched the area by foot, helicopter, and drone. Center Valley Animal Rescue and the Brennan Fire Department assisted with the missing man's dog. As of 8 a.m. this morning, Guerrier is still missing. Survey and eradication efforts for the invasive weed Spartina, more commonly known as cordgrass, starts tomorrow and lasts through November. This includes all variants, Spartina densiflora, Spartina alterniflora, Spartina spartans, and Spartina anglica. The Washington State Department of Agriculture has announced in a press release that the work will take place in multiple areas, including Grays Harbor, Hood Canal, Willapa Bay, Puget Sound, the north and west sides of the Olympic Peninsula, and the near the mouth of the Columbia River. Spartina had been eradicated at five additional sites in 2022. Since 1995, WSDA has served as the lead state agency for Spartina eradication, facilitating the cooperation of local, state, federal, and tribal governments, universities, interested groups, and private landowners. The cooperative effort reduced infestations from a high of more than 9,000 solid acres in 2003 to just over 2 total acres in 2022, spread over 125 sites, meaning 62% of Washington's sites are not yet eradicated. If left unchecked, Spartina outcompetes native vegetation and converts ecologically healthy mudflats and estuaries into solid Spartina meadows. As a result, important habitats for salmon, forage fish, invertebrates, shorebirds, and waterfowl are lost. The threat of flooding is increased, and the state's shellfish industry is negatively impacted. The Washington State Department of Transportation has announced that efforts to restore fish habitat back to a more natural state has begun on State Route 104 and SR 19 in Jefferson County. Contractor crews working for the Washington State Department of Transportation began yesterday a summer-long project that will replace two fish barriers with new fish-passable structures. A two-lane bypass around the work zone on SR 104 between South Point Road and SR 19 will be built to ease traffic. The bypass is expected to be open July 21st. SR 19 between Egg and I and Swansonville Roads will close for 10 days after Labor Day weekend. The specific dates and times for this work will be announced later this summer. During the closure, travelers will use Center Road to detour around the project area. Both culverts will be replaced with 18-foot-wide, three-sided, fish-passable structures. Fish will be able to pass through both creeks more easily. The water will be slower and simulate a natural creek environment. According to a press release from the Jefferson County Auditor, 8 positions are open for a special 3-day filing period, June 7th through June 9th. Candidates who filed during this special period may not withdraw. These races will appear only on the general election ballot, no matter how many candidates file for the office. A director-at-large for a 4-year term and a director-at-large for a 2-year unexpired term for the Queets Clearwater School District No. 20, 3 positions in the Clearwater Fire District No. 7, including a 6-year short and full term, 2 positions in Paradise Bay Water District No. 1, including a 6-year term, and 1 with Brennan Water District No. 2, a 6-year short and full term. Candidate filing will be held in the Jefferson County Auditor's Office located at 1820 Jefferson Street in Port Townsend and will open Wednesday, June 7th at 8:30 a.m. and close Friday, June 9th at 4:30 p.m. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.